We don't need a plan to live in this moment.
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Erin.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Anne. Hey, Erin. 我听说最近有一个新鲜出炉的榜单。There has been this new ranking that came out a few days ago. And this ranking is about unicorns. 独角兽。
About unicorns?As in the mythical creature?
No, not the mythical companies. 那这个榜单全称叫2024全球独角兽榜。Aaron, 翻译成英文是什么呢?
It's called the Global Unicorn Index 2024.
Okay, so it's global, 是一个全球性的榜单。Global Unicorn Index.那到底什么样的公司才能被称为独角兽呢?
For an enterprise to be called a unicorn enterprise, there are two criteria to be met.
Okay, there are two criteria, 有两个标准 to be met, 需要满足哈。So what are these two criteria?
Well, first, it must be a startup company.And it must be privately held.
Okay, 首先就是必须是 startup company, 是一个创业公司，而且一定要是 privately held, 私人拥有的 which means it must be a private company, 私企是没有在交易所上市的。
Yes, the company cannot be listed on a public exchange.
Okay, so what's the second criteria?
The second criteria is that it must be worth at least $1 billion.
Oh, 也就是说它的市值 market value 至少要达到10亿美元。So for a private company to be worth this much money, it's pretty insane if you think about it.
Yeah, it is very rare for private companies to reach this market value. So that's why they're called unicorns.
Yeah, just like unicorns, they're very rare. 可以说是凤毛麟角哈，这种公司。So back to the Global Unicorn Index,It's a ranking of private startup companies that are worth more than $1 billion, right?
Exactly. And also, in order to be listed on this index, the company should be founded after 2000.
Founded after 2000. 所以这个榜单里都是2000年以后成立的公司。So what are the top three unicorn enterprises in this ranking?
Do you want to take a guess?
What aboutOpenAI, like I feel like ChatGPT and Sora are really taking over the internet right now.
You'd be right. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, is ranked in the third place.
Wow, what about SpaceX, the company of Elon Musk? Well, after all, he's one of the richest men on Earth. 毕竟是地球上最富有的男人之一嘛。
Yeah, SpaceX, the aerospace company,is in the second place.
所以前两名独角兽的领域分别是 aerospace, 航天以及 artificial intelligence, 人工智能。So what is the biggest unicorn enterprise in the world right now?
The biggest unicorn is actually related to TikTok. The social media company based in Beijing called ByteDance is the biggest and most valuable unicorn in the world right now.
Oh, 位于榜首的是中国的社交媒体公司字节跳动，直译为 ByteDance, 然后 based in Beijing. So, I know TikTok is trending all over the world, but I didn't expect it to be this valuable.
By the way, it has been number one for 3 consecutive years now.
连续三年的榜首，现在不愧是短视频时代了。
It's definitely the age of short-form video content now. Here are some companies that also made it to the top 10. They are The Anchor, WeBank, Shein,and Canva.
Yeah, so the Ant Group, 蚂蚁集团是阿里巴巴旗下的 and 还有 WeBank, 微众银行是腾讯旗下的数字银行。这里面还有快时尚电商，比如收购了部分 Forever 21的这个 Shein, 还有我记得大学里经常会用到的平面设计网站 Canva,还有其他的一些金融类的公司。
From fast fashion and graphic design companies to financial and blockchain companies, we could be using a lot of their services in our everyday lives.
那全球的这些独角兽公司通常都集中在哪些国家呢? Where are these unicorn enterprises located?
So, out of the total 1,453 companies, 703 are located in the US, and 340 are in China. And India also has 67 unicorns.
Okay, so US and China together accounts for 3/4 of the unicorns worldwide. 中美两国加起来就占了全球的四分之三。从城市来看呢，旧金山 San Francisco 聚集了全球最多的独角兽企业。
Well, followed by New York, Beijing, and Shanghai.
Oh, I see. 其实独角兽公司的这种壮大体现的也是它所在行业的快速蓬勃的发展。那我想大家，尤其是考虑换赛道的人，或者是刚毕业正在考虑选择什么行业的学生，比较关心的应该是全球的独角兽公司都来自于哪些行业呢？
So we know that AI has become one of the fastest growing sectors in 2023.
Oh, the fastest growing sector 是人工智能。Yeah, 确实是增长最快的行业。
And other than AI, China's unicorn enterprises are mainly in the sectors of semiconductors and new energy, while American unicorns are mainly in the sectors of software services and financial technology and health technology.
那大家可以平时注意一下这些行业啊。So if you're in China, you could consider these sectors. So semiconductors, 半导体, and new energy, 新能源。And if you're in the US, you could consider these sectors. 比如说 software services, 软件服务, financial technology, 金融科技,以及 health technology, 健康科技。虽然这些说实话大部分都是我的知识盲区啊，但是在全球前100的独角兽榜单里，有几家公司我对他们的业务特别了解，不光了解还经常进行业务往来。
Oh, really? What are those?
没错， So those unicorn companies, you might have heard of them or you might have used their servicesBut you probably never knew that it's a unicorn enterprise.
Ooh, what are they?
So I bet you have this company on your phone. It's the Little Red Book.
Oh, 小红书.
Do you have it?
I do, yeah.
You do? Yeah, so the next time you scroll on 小红书, you know you're involved in the business of a $1 billion company.你要知道你是参与了市值$10 billion公司的商业活动哈，就是感觉刷小红书这件事瞬间变得非常高大上了。
Yeah, and other than social media sectors, I think the Chinese beverage companies are also going strong in the ranking.
没错，中国的饮料公司其实是领跑全球的，比如瑞幸咖啡、蜜雪冰城、喜茶，还有元气森林。They're all in the top 100 biggest unicorns in the world.
Oh, that's so cool. I've heard of them.
其实刚看到这个榜单的时候，我感觉貌似跟我平常的日常生活没有什么关系。但是现在我觉得这些其实跟我们生活都是息息相关的。So these multi-billion companies are actually pretty connected with our everyday lives.
Absolutely. Of course, we can't cover all the companies in the ranking. So if you're interested...You could check it out for yourself.
那我们今天的节目就做到这里。关于独角兽公司，你还有什么感兴趣的？欢迎给我们留言。
Thank you guys for listening. This is Aaron.
And this is Anne.
Bye.
Bye bye.